CBC. You gotta give a shout out to the people in Greensboro. They was off the chain last night, no doubt about it.
Dominique, you heard our bit where we said you, Sybil, and Jackie Reed tied up. How long will it take before they find you?
Oh, we getting out.
One Texas said, the kidnapper will run out into Charles Ramsey's arms.
That's real talk, because we going to mollywop him in this, y'all. Yeah, oh, we going to mollywop. We got Southeast D.C., South Side of Chicago. Then we got Jackie Reed. I know she got some magic tricks or something. Yeah. Charles Ramsey would be like, he was trying to attack me. He was trying to Sybil hit him with something. I don't know what you hit him with.
All I know is he got mollywopped.
Mollywopped.
By the way, Charles Ramsey will be tomorrow's real father, real man.
Nice. That's right, Charles Ramsey. Yeah. I'm happy for Charles Ramsey.
Yeah.
He did his thing. OJ trying to come home, Tom.
OJ trying to come home. Right now, we're waiting on, at 9 o'clock Vegas time, he goes in the courtroom and asks the judge for a new trial because his lawyer wasn't any good, and they say the chances of OJ walking will be like a Hail Mary pass.
Yeah, they wasting the court's money. You know why you wasting the court's time and money, OJ? You not going home. You beat a double murder of two white people and got locked back up. You sealed your fate. You had the best lawyer in the world. Let Johnny Cochran come from the dead and come back in there. You might as well stay in your cell and tell me what happened. You ain't going nowhere.
You know he got 33 years of trying to steal his own stuff.
For stealing his own stuff. That's the murder time for Ron and Nicole. You ain't going nowhere, OJ. Let it go. Just ride your years out, and you can just stay there.
He's been in there 4.5 years.
If you live to 33 years, then you can come home after that. But you're not coming home. In a new trial, it's not going to happen. The glove didn't fit, and they acquit, and you got locked back up. That's on you. Yeah. Write a book.
He knows how to murder, but stealing, stay in your lane.
He don't know how to steal.
All right, in Detroit, they had another one of these walkouts of fast food restaurant workers. They've already done this in New York, Chicago, and St. Louis. Well, they had it in Detroit over the weekend, where hundreds of workers of places like McDonald's and Burger King and KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and they want a higher wage. Most of those fast food workers get $7.40 an hour, and they want $15 an hour because they say you can't live on $7.40 an hour.
I agree with them on that, Tom, but they need to ease up the scale a little bit slower. I mean, they just gonna jump $9? I said, well, damn, just $15. And all you gotta do is put your name on the job application to get the job. I said, they gone crazy. You can't protest and you working at the counter in fast food. Maybe if you in corporate somewhere, y'all at the counter. That's supposed to be a summer job. This ain't, you gonna try to stay there and get a pension working at the counter? And somewhere the Mexicans in the corner saying, let them keep walking. Let them keep walking, because guess what? The number one, the dollar menu, gonna be a peso menu. You keep playing. You gonna go in there and say, I need a uno, dos, cuatro. Because Maria and them, and then they gonna tell you, my cousin to come over here next month and work for $7. You can't walk. I said, they walking out of fast food. I understand what they doing, but they in the wrong industry. You gotta at least get the corporate. You can't walk off of McDonald's and you work at the counter. Slide up the ladder a little better. Say, okay, maybe $15. And you don't have to have no qualifications. All you got to do is come in and say, I can read. And they say, let's hit it. You can't walk off the job like that. You can't protest that job. We shut them down. No, they going to stay open. You got to find a place. No, you ain't shutting McDonald's down, because I rode past them yesterday. They was open and boom. Can't can't just walk in. No, you know, you got, like you said, OJ Tom, you got to know your lane.
That's right, stay
y'all
in your lane.
Y'all work at the counter. You at the counter protest? I said, this is a new world right here, man. I ain't never thought to make the fast food. We want more money. Okay, you right. You deserve more money. But not for you $15. They going to just hide Jesus in them, and you going to be coming in there out of a job.
Dominique's in Greensboro, and this weekend she's in Denver, Colorado. Talk to you Wednesday, Dominique. The Fly.